From the hills of West Virginia to the high rises of Chicago. For over 30 years, Dan Frio has mastered the real estate market as one of the country's premier mortgage advisors. Dan is now sharing his experience and knowledge with the AM 560 audience. So sit back and learn how Dan has helped his clients manage the ups and downs of the real estate market across the country. Now, here's the host of the Mortgage Update, Dan Frio.
Welcome to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio, and I, of course, am Dan Frio. Today we have special guest, the man, the legend, Gary Hall. Welcome, Gary.
The legend? I'm not there yet, brother. Let me tell you, I got a long way to go.
So I wanted Gary in now because the market is, we're in January, and everybody's come March, April. Everybody's going to want to be selling their homes. The weather's going to start cracking. Leases come due. And now the floodgates open. But what happens to so many people, and you could vouch for this, and I'm going to introduce you here in a second, but why I wanted him to come in today is don't put it off any longer if you plan on selling this spring, because time is going to go faster than you think. Gary needs to get in there and say, okay, here's what we need to do. Here's how we're going to stage it. Here's how we're going to market it. Here's my game plan. And it might take a month to do the things that are needed to make it look at its utmost peak. So, Gary, welcome, buddy.
Thank you.
Tell us, how do they get? What do you do? How do you do it? And how do they get you?
They've got to reach out, and we've got to set up our initial consultation and set up that game plan, because 30 days to get syndication going on the web. You know, people think, oh, wait till St. Patrick's Day. Don't do it.
Got it.
I want all my listings up and running for the spring market by February 15th at the latest.
You might recognize the voice because he's been on my show, but tell them who you are, who are you with, and then I want to dive into why Gary.
I'm with RE/MAX Central here, right here in Roselle. We're in Schaumburg Township. I work in one of the most productive offices in Chicagoland. We sell about 800 properties a year. So every business day, we're pushing out 2 to 3, we're closing.
Yeah.
My mentors sell about 100 homes a year. I'm going for 40 to 45 this year myself.
Sweet.
So I'm in the top 3% of the nation, and I've been doing this for 15 years. I work very hard at what I do.
I know you do. You're always putting houses up for sale.
Correct.
Most of the time when I'm talking to a realtor, they're looking for buyers. You seem to have a knack on the sales side. Why is that?
You look at the pattern with veteran agents. I'm going to do 3 listings to every buyer. You'll see the veteran agent with a team, and they're carrying all the listings, and the more inexperienced agents are going to run traditionally with the buyers. So my energy is really focused on the bedrock of the business, which are listings. They offer competitive rates in commission for a full-service brokerage. I invest about 10 times as much into my business than the average realtor. This is why the Treasury has dragged me through 2 forensic audits. Wow, Gary actually does do all these things for his clients. I pay for staging consultation with a nationally ranked stager. I pay for professional photography. I'm not going to be on 9 out of 10 realtors who walk into your house with a smartphone and take pictures. If you don't have the right thing on the web, you're going to die in the water.
Right, absolutely.
So we're going to put our best face forward. So between the staging strategy, then taking the pictures, we really start hitting it. Then with my brokers, we pay a premium to syndicate out to over 30 different websites. And I'm working with you on RatePlug. I've got a client based out of state. We just listed the property in Arlington Heights, doing an open house already this weekend. And he's like, wow. And he says, you're with Dan? I said, yes, I am.
So I see a lot of times in my neighborhood, there's companies I never heard of. There's all these other signs out there. Mm-hmm. What are they and where are they coming from? Because it's not the norm that you usually see.
We have a lot of new brands coming into the industry, and we have people trying to reinvent the wheel. We've got some that will be like a FSBO and keep you off the MLS and charge you 1 or 2% commission. Yeah, well, they set you and forget you. And here's, let's go back to for sale by owner, for example. And that's kind of that model.
Mm-hmm.
It's 5 or 10% of our local markets. But here are the statistics. This is why agents have been around for 200 years, and hopefully they will be around the next 200 years. We have a relationship business, and we need to really emphasize our value. The typical FSBO sells statistically for 16% less than a home listed in a full-service brokerage. It takes twice the market time. So here's my question, folks. If you want to sell for 16% more and have half the market time, call your full service agent, call me.
Yeah.
And if you want to pay me 5% or whatever we negotiate, remember commission is always negotiable in the state of Illinois too.
So when you, that's the FSBOs, meaning for sale by owner.
Correct.
So and now then, somebody wants to be, you know, do this discount thing and say, I'll get on the MLS and some other things and I'll pay a 1% fee or whatever those costs are.
Yes.
What are those? Because I see, what are some of the companies
so
that people?
There's discount brokerages out there, and Redfin is definitely one of them. This is where us full services need to line up against them and say, okay, you got a beautiful website, great company. And I've got great realtor friends that work there, but they have a different business model, whether they pay them by the showing or they'll pay them by the hour. It's, you know, it's changing, but the agents make consistently less. And the bad thing, my humble opinion, is that they get paid no matter what happens. In my case, we're old school. I'm going to take all this risk and I'm going to dump $700 in your listing without the guarantee of a sale. If the sale happens, I get paid. That's the old school way. I'm not sitting in a Redfin office selling 3 homes a year and making $10 or $14 an hour.
Got it.
There's a distinct difference there. So you think about what are you getting for what you're paying?
Right. And that's how this is kind of off the subject a little bit, but that's how I think athletes should be paid.
Oh, I agree.
You see these teams, and we're in the Chicagoland area, so you guys get it. The person's making $20 million a year. They're hurt half the season, and then when they do play, they stink. So on that side, what I was getting at is you eat what you kill. I guess that's a bad way to put it.
But in life, cliches stand the test of time because of the truth, folks. You get what you pay for.
Right.
When you're sitting there and you're not in the MLS and you're not having access to 35,000 agents, we all have 10 prospects at any given time. That's 350,000 prospects that will not see your home because you're playing the FSBO game or you're with some discount brokerage that will not put you on the MLS.
What is the MLS?
The multiple listing service. That's the golden goose for all of us realtors.
Okay, so somebody wants to put their house up for sale. Walk me through the steps that you do to get that house from me. It's finally deciding, okay, I'm going to move to us getting to the closing table. Kind of walk me through your pieces.
We have to have our initial meeting. I like to do the two-step process. So I want to come out and size up the home. I want to look at the overall condition of the property and discuss a game plan, what we need to do to get the stager in, and then declutter the home, have the home staged properly.
Okay, so define staging.
The staging, the importance of staging is to make the home appealing to at least 90 to 95% of the buyers that are out there. Everyone, we're all guilty of it. We all have our personal taste. And our personal taste may only appeal to 5 to 10% of the buyers in the marketplace.
Right.
I can't emphasize. And then there's all these realtors who, you know, have two hats and I'm a stager. No, I'm a realtor. My job is to market that property.
Mm-hmm.
I have a professional that's a dedicated stager that knows exactly what she's doing.
Gotcha.
She lives in a $1 million home herself. Her taste is incredible. And she really turns things around. And then when she gets done with making her imprint on the home, and if they do 90% of what she asks, then I bring the professional photographer in.
Gotcha.
For the icing on the cake. And before you know it, the 400-pound man looks like Brad Pitt.
Gotcha. So I had a question from actually a client just the other day. He said, Dan, I'm thinking of selling my house. Should I, and you probably get this question too, should I paint it and put in this? Because I always see in my neighborhood, you know, you go past a house that somebody's been in for a long time and all of a sudden you see the plumber out there, the new carpet, the appliances, this. It's either they're upgrading, but 99% of the time, they're prepping it to sell.
Correct.
Thoughts on that?
Well, it's good. And one thing I do, and I've got a couple clients bringing in our inspector, Dottie from Echo Home Inspection, to do a pre-home inspection on the house so they can start addressing issues that show up in inspection long before the buyer brings an inspector to the house.
Gotcha. So the process would be, I want to sell my house. I call Gary. Mm-hmm. Gary comes in and we look through my house. Then we get a stager involved.
Right.
And they'll start looking through, okay, because like no disrespect, but I love my in-laws. They have a condo in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my father-in-law is like, it's we could sell this thing and get top dollar for it. It's like, Dad, your cabinets are 50 years old.
That's not going to work.
But in his eyes, everything is peachy. But on a professional person comes in, no disrespect, your shag carpet might not be in vogue anymore. But you think it's, hey, that's awesome. That's me. Well, that's you, but it's not the next person that might be in line.
See, that's it. And that's where my stager comes in as a blessing, because she has vendors at her disposal. And many you can get off Home Advisor that will come in, these contractors, and they do great work. Mm-hmm. And you got to look at this. You know, I've had this with clients. Oh, my house will sell for this. I'm in Vernon Hills. I got the great schools. I've got this. I've got that. Yes, but your bathrooms and kitchens are 30. Right. Kitchen is 30 years old. It's obsolete. And young buyers coming in are saying, no, if I'm going to spend $400,000 on your house, I want a new kitchen. I want new bathrooms. I want new windows, new siding, a new roof. So where's all this added value? Where's the sweat equity in this home? You stayed here, you kept it clean, but you didn't update anything.
Right.
Well, guess what? Now you're going to get $325.
Gotcha. And that happens quite a bit. Especially, like I said, in the neighborhood that I'm in, I'm seeing that because a lot of people haven't done anything. The houses are 30 years old.
30 years old.
And it's just...
So you're getting into sheer obsolescence. Yep. And this is a challenge all over Chicagoland now. We've got these suburbs that are aging and you have these homes, and I'm taking young people out, and I'm sitting here at 57. I'm looking at homes that go to my grandparents' generation, their great-grandparents' generation,
yeah.
And people lived in them. Family's been there 40 years, and they haven't updated anything.
Right. So don't be surprised. And it's no disrespect to you, but Gary will give you his honest opinion. This is what we need to do. Do you want top dollar and you want to sell house to sell at top dollar as quick as we can? So that's why I asked Gary in today to explain to us, this time of year, many people, like I get this, hey, my lease is due in March, April, May. So they'll call me if it ends in March 31st, they'll call me like February. Guys, we need more time than that. What I'm getting at is if you're looking to sell your house this spring, don't put it off any longer. So Gary, how do they get you?
They can reach me at my cell 847-651-1993. The number again is 847-651-1993.
And finally, you can find him on my website, thefrioteam.com. Thank you for sponsoring. You make this a reality for me. So I just want to say thanks. And if you're out there, you want to get your house listed or at least reviewed, you have that itch that you want to sell and maybe move up or move down, please give Gary a call. Great guy. Known him for years. Thank you for sponsoring. And thanks for coming in. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Now, more of the Mortgage Update on AM 560. Here's your host, Dan Frio.
Welcome back to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. I'm Dan Frio. Today we got a special show. It's probably, I always want to say in this area of the mortgage business, I won't say it's controversial, but it's one of those areas that I've even had attorneys call me and say, why would you promote that program to a specific person? And the topic we're going to talk about, reverse mortgages. So don't turn the dial. It might not be for you. It might not be for your parents. It might be not be for your aunt or uncle, but there might be a time and place for this product. So what I did today is I asked two experts with my company, Mike Reddy and Marge Dowda, to come in. They're the ones that do all of the reverse mortgages for us. And I wanted to get the facts on the table. So one of the things we talked about this past week, kind of prepping for the show, is this is the biggest time of year for reverse mortgages and or elderly people getting put into nursing homes and assisted living. So we'll get that there in a second. But I just want to welcome you guys in because this is a topic that I kind of know. But I think I scratched the surface and we really got to dive down into this thing. So if you have any questions for us, call us at 833-DAN-FRIO and Frio is FRIO. So welcome back this week, guys. Mike Reddy, tell them a little bit about yourself, what you do, and then we'll kind of dive in on some things.
Yes. I've been in the mortgage industry for 26 years and I got in and I, doing everything, but I got into and learned about reverse mortgages about 12 to 15 years ago. I don't remember now. And that was when I did my first one and I've been doing them for a long time, done many of them. And I just really, really like the product and what it can do to help people who need the assistance. I think it was in the Reagan administration, they said, you worked your whole life, for your house and now it's time your house goes to work for you. And I believe in that. And people that that come to us. Sometimes it's not an urgent need, but many times people need some assistance, and the reverse mortgage is really a great answer for them.
That's a great point, because you see all these commercials of these movie stars and other places, and I'm going to dive down that in segment two. We don't have professional spokesmen or models or actors or anything. We can drive down these costs for you on this and also give you the facts. This is what these guys do for a living. So I wanted to bring them in to give you nothing but the facts in regards to this program, because there's so much missing information about it. So you're up, Marge. Marge is nervous.
I am nervous. Yes, I am. So I'm Marge Dowda. I've been doing this 20 plus years. I'm extremely passionate about reverse mortgages. I do know they are not designed for everybody.
Got it.
They truly are not.
And you explain to them, I sit through a lot of clients who call, and you sit there and explain to them, we're not trying to sell you anything.
No.
We just want to give you the facts, because sometimes, yes, you qualify for another program, but is it the right fit? So what Marge and Mike do is they sit there and really dive into the programs with you, the pros, the cons, and all the misinformation out there. So, Mike, tell us just basically the fundamentals of a reverse mortgage, and then I'll get Marge's take in a second. And then in the second segment, what I want to do is just kind of start, I'm going to start bouncing some things off of you. I've been doing this actually this past week. Is my 32nd year in the mortgage business. Did you get the willies just now?
Just a little.
So on the 15th of 1988, I got into this business, January 15th. So give us the fundamentals of what is a reverse mortgage in its basic stripped down form.
All right. Well, yeah, a reverse mortgage in the basic stripped down form is you can pull out or take a mortgage out, and it is a mortgage, a lien on your property for as an equity line, and take cash out or pay off an existing mortgage and have no mortgage payments. What happens is instead of making a payment, the interest is added to what you owe on the product. So a basic example, if you owed $300,000 and you took out a reverse mortgage for $150,000 and wanted to take $75,000 out to pay bills, to improve your lifestyle if you're on a fixed income. Reverse mortgages are only available to people over the age of 62. And you get to live in the house for the rest of your life and never have to make a mortgage payment. And in the end, the equity that you start out with is normally in the range of what you may end up with in 10, 15, 20, 30 years. So you're not losing equity in the home. You're just allowing your home to help you live a better lifestyle or more comfortable, or pay bills, do home repairs, and not have to make a mortgage payment, especially if you're on fixed income. It's very important to try and improve your lifestyle and give you some cash to do the things that are necessary to maintain a good life.
Marge, question for you, and I'll just throw it this way, is if you had to paint a brush of what is the, I guess, ideal reverse mortgage person, who normally is requesting a reverse mortgage? I guess that might be a better question.
A lot of times it is somebody who has a very limited income, or family members are assisting financially their parents. So we get a lot of that, where children are adding to their parents' income so that they can meet their bills. And that's huge right now.
Yeah.
That is huge. You know, the cost of living is up, and their Social Security is not accommodating for their additional needs.
Right. My dad calls me at the beginning of every year. I talk to him every other day or whatever, but he calls me when he gets his new awards letter, the Social Security form that tells you how much you're going to receive for that year. And he always jokes. He's like, yep, I got me a 2% increase in my Social Security, but my Medicare went up, so I'm a net negative. So he's like, these golden years, they're fantastic. Yeah. So that's, I mean, they're a perfect example. What was we were talking the other day, kind of prepping for the show. There's a stat that, or a statistic out that you have that about this time of year.
So a lot of times people are going home to visit their parents around the holidays, and they're noticing what their parents needs are. They had no idea that their needs have really increased in a short period of time. So, you know, they've gone home for Thanksgiving, they've gone home for Christmas, and just in those short period of time, they've seen the additional needs that their parents are requiring.
Got it.
So this is a way that, you know, mom and dad can stay in the home.
Well, I'm in that boat. Like, I just went home to, I'm from West Virginia, as you guys know, and my parents, I got back there and my mom's like, and my dad's 90, my mom's 85. They live in a house that my dad built himself 50 years ago, and it's paid off. But now my mom's getting a little bit, not up, I won't say senile, but she's having a tough time with just a lot of things. My dad's health isn't great and whatever. What I'm getting at is she had a check bounce the other day because she was mismanaging some of her checkbooks, and she usually balances to the T. But I go back there probably a couple times a year, and it's crazy on how they get older that you see that huge change. Like my dad at 85 was walking around cutting his grass.
Right.
At 90, it looks like he aged 20 years in the last 5 years. So you go back, you open the refrigerator and there's not much in there. They live on like $1,400 a month. That's tough.
Right. Do the math. Gas, electric, food.
And then his health isn't the greatest. So they have medication. You know, between the medication and just, I was negotiating their cable bill the other day because their cable bill went up from $140 to $180. That's huge on a $1,400 budget. So that's where it's, I when you said that, I'm like, I get it. Because I went home at Thanksgiving and then again at Christmas. I called home back in West Virginia. And you start seeing these little things. It's like, guys, you don't have anything in the refrigerator. You know, guys, you just start seeing this thing. So then I go out and I buy them some groceries or whatever. I live 500 miles away.
Right.
So, and they don't want to go into a nursing home. Their take on it, and you probably get this, is that's kind of a putting that final nail in a coffin because there's no going home.
Right.
So they want to stay in the house.
They want to stay in the home.
So this is a way for them to do that. So, when we come back, here's what I want to dissect. There's a lot of misinformation I get out there. And I just recently had an attorney call me. I have one law firm that calls me every time a client goes to them and they're having difficulties with their mortgages or finances. So he called me recently and said, Dan, what are the options that they have? And they went through the whole scenario, and I'll give you guys that scenario in the next segment. And I referenced or referred to a reverse mortgage. And this is a real estate attorney we're talking about. And he came back and said, well, they're like in their 90s. Why would I have them get a reverse mortgage, give their house to the bank? They're going to live there. Let's say they live, God willing, they live to 100. They're in there for 10 years. So they have a $250,000 house they worked their whole life for to get that thing paid for. Now they're going to give the house to the bank.
They don't give their house to the bank.
And live there for 5 years and lose everything. So that's where we're going to pick up.
Okay.
Because that's one of the biggest mistakes.
That's huge.
And this is from a real estate attorney. Yep. So don't go away. We want to, and again, like I said, this isn't for everybody. You might be listening to the show and saying, I don't need this. Don't turn the dial. You might at some point, your parents, your in-laws, your aunts, uncles, somebody might need help. If it hasn't happened to you yet, it's gonna. So don't go away, because this is a subject that's dear in my heart and I really want to dissect it, because it's a fantastic program if you use it correctly and the way it was meant and established. So God bless. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Mortgage Update on AM 560. Now, here's your host, Dan Frio.
Welcome back to The Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. I'm Dan Frio. If you got a question about this topic that we're going over today, reverse mortgages, please don't turn the dial. I promise you, you're going to learn something that it's going to baffle you. And Mike had a comment during the break. Everybody knows somebody who could use a reverse mortgage. And you think about that, it's true. So if you have a question for us, please call 833-DAN-FRIO. But Mike, go over, you mentioned that off the mic, and that guy was like, stop for a second, because I want this to be on, in the show. Who, and I think I threw this at Marge a little bit, who needs a reverse mortgage or who might consider a reverse mortgage?
Yes, everybody. And that's where the statistic comes from, that everybody knows somebody, but you just may not know it. It might be your next door neighbor. It might be Aunt Alice, because they appear to be taking care of everything. And sometimes what happens is Aunt Alice went out and got a home equity line of credit because she needed a furnace or a new roof. And now she's got a monthly payment and she's living on $1,300 in Social Security and she's got a $500 a month mortgage payment. Her lifestyle just got cut bad. I mean, a lot.
And on top of that, she has real estate taxes, homeowner's insurance. On top of that, food, electric, cable. I mean, the list goes on. You can't do it. So the alternatives are what?
So just I'm going to jump in.
Yeah.
So I got a call from a bank that I have a relationship with that they were going to foreclose on the woman. She got a line of credit to survive.
Yeah.
And the note come due. So now what does she do? Because she only has $750 a month Social Security.
Right.
So I met with her. There's no food in the refrigerator to speak of. She's cutting her pills in half and not taking her full prescriptions because she can't afford it.
Mm-hmm.
And her home is paid for. She has one child that lives in California that hasn't been back home in 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody has any idea that this is how this woman is living.
Right.
So there's where a reverse mortgage helps.
That's not an anomaly either.
It is not.
It's happening
a common thing.
Probably on every street.
Correct.
And we just don't know it because they put up the front. I had the same similar situation. I went to this lady's house. I walked in. She's in a wheelchair. She has a jacket on and a blanket over her. It's freezing. And I'm like, is your furnace broke? I'll call somebody or whatever. No. I'm like, well, she's like, I just turned it down because my heating bills are too high. That's nuts.
That's not how to live.
And the house was free and clear.
Yes.
But she's like, I can't sell the house. Where am I going to go? And this is the alternative.
This is.
Yeah. So, Mike, some of the other pieces of the puzzle. What do you think are the biggest misconceptions reverse mortgage?
The number one I run across and talk to people about every time I start out a conversation with them is, this is a reverse mortgage. It is, it's your home. It's like any other loan that you might take out. There's a lien on your property. And eventually someday when the house gets sold, that lien gets paid off, just like if you have any other kind of mortgage on your property. So,
okay, walk me through this. My mom and dad, they have their house, $200,000, say. It's free and clear. They need, let's just say they want to supplement their monthly income, or we piece together a reverse mortgage. So that we take out a reverse mortgage for $50,000, pay off a credit card of theirs, put some money in the bank and so forth. At that point, they start getting statements. What can, because everybody always says there's no payments required. So, you know, here's what freaks out, I think, a lot of people is they're saying, okay, this interest just keeps compounding and compounding and compounding. But I always say, and I know Marge doesn't like my phrase, but I always say it's, and I tell my clients, it's, think of it in is a payment option loan. And I hate that word and phrase because years ago, if you've been in the mortgage business, there was payment option mortgages back when, and that a lot of people lost their homes because it was basically just a complete teaser rate when you get in. You know, you buy a $500,000 home and you're making $30,000. The numbers just don't add up. And then, but it was a 1% rate, interest only, this, that. 3 years later, all of a sudden it adjusts to a normal mortgage. And then it's like, oh boy, I don't even make in a whole month what my new mortgage payment's going to be. So go over the payment options, because there are options when it comes to a reverse mortgage.
Yes. So you can make payments towards your interest if you would like to. You don't have to. They are not required to. But you can. You can also have a line of credit.
Mm-hmm.
And your line of credit will grow by 3%.
Yes.
Whatever the balance is, there will be a 3% increase to that line of credit every year.
Okay.
So this way you have money to pay your taxes, extra money for that. And it is also guaranteed a reverse mortgage to never strip all the equity from your home.
Got it. So how's that work?
So if you have a $200,000 home, you get a reverse mortgage, you live there 20 years, 20 years from now, the payoff is more than the value of the home. Mm-hmm. At that time, you get an appraisal and you the heirs can sell it or buy it for 95% of the appraised value.
Gotcha.
So it's...
That would have to be a bad economy.
That would,
you would think.
Yeah.
It I would. Mean, a really bad
it
economy.
It really would.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, if housing values were to drop, but I mean, typically housing values, even with the anomaly we went through after 2008 and housing values dropped a lot and they have recovered a lot, over the past 50 years, the average growth rate on homes is still 3%.
Got it.
You know?
Yeah.
So your home value is going to go up even though interest is being added. And that's typically when you do look at this and get a quote on this, there's a estimated amortization schedule in it. And typically what I tell everybody is if you had $100,000 equity the day you took out your reverse mortgage after you took that loan out, that 10 years from now, you're going to have $100,000 equity because the interest is being added, but based on the growth rate, your home is going up in value, you're still going to have that equity in the home.
In a standard market.
In a standard market.
So let's dive in one more time about the payments, because some people might say, I don't want my interest to keep compounding on top of itself, on top of itself, on top of itself. So what could those people do?
Well, if they don't want to, the option is every month you're going to get a statement. You get to see how much interest they've added and what you owe on the home. If you choose to make any type of payment, you can make, you know, let's say they added $300 worth of interest. If you just want to pay that $300 because you don't want that to keep compounding, you can do that. You could pay $1,000 if you want to pay it down a little bit. And then it's Christmas and you need money. You don't have to make a payment. You can do what you want, make your choices. It's your option. And you'll see the whole mortgage every month and how it's performing.
Got it. Okay. One, the biggest thing that I get, and I know we're beating it upside the head, is the reverse mortgage. I'm giving my home to the bank to live here for free the rest of my life. True or false?
Totally false. It's the first thing I tell everybody because I want to make sure they understand, because it's the biggest misconception in the marketplace about reverse mortgages. Like you said, your attorney, why would I do that? And they're going to lose their home. It's even professionals that are in the business don't always understand. Yeah. And it's such an old, for any better lack of a term, wives' tale. It's never been true. You do not lose your home. And the home is always yours, and it goes to your estate if you live there until you're gone.
Now, reverse mortgages can also do this. Let's say, for example, you have a ton of credit cards. I don't know the path I'm going down. You can actually get qualified for a reverse mortgage if you got denied a normal mortgage. So let's say, for example, you wanted to take out a $100,000 loan on a $200,000 house because you wanted to pay off a whole bunch of credit cards. So you apply for a loan to do that. You get denied because of your, we call it in the business, your debt ratio. That's all your debt divided by your income. This is another avenue where those people can go down and get a reverse mortgage because they were denied a standard mortgage or a normal conventional loan and still even make it a mortgage. They can make, let's say they want to pay it off in 20 years. We can do an amortization schedule so they can make that payment every month and pay it off in 20 years.
That is correct.
So those are a bunch of things that just, you know, there's so much information out there. So another thing that people will say is, okay, I did a reverse mortgage and then 10 years ago, and I never made any payments, and now they're foreclosing on me. What happened?
That is not true. So you cannot be foreclosed on with the reverse mortgage unless you didn't pay your property taxes. So if you have a forward mortgage and you don't pay your property taxes, you could lose your home.
Right.
It is the same on a reverse mortgage. There is no other way that they can foreclose on you unless you don't pay your property taxes. Remember, you're still the homeowner, so you are liable to pay for your property taxes and your homeowner's insurance.
So give us a scenario or a story about your one of the ones that just stands out that you're like, you went to bed that night after that closing. You were like, man, thank God we helped this person.
Yeah, I just recently had one, and it was a husband and wife, and he was ill, and he was trying to get his wife into a home, and they were supposed to close, and he passed a week before the closing. And she lost one of his pensions and now was down to one Social Security check, and she didn't qualify to buy the home. And they had already sold the home they were living in. She was just at a loss on what to do. And so we were still able to help her purchase the home with a reverse mortgage. She was planning on putting down more than half of what the purchase price was, wound up having to put down less than half, being able to buy the home with a reverse mortgage because we didn't have the debt ratio problem. She didn't have to qualify on income, and we were able to help her get into the new home. Otherwise, she had no place to live because she'd already sold her home.
Awesome. Great stories. So that's basically why I had you guys come in here. A lot of people just don't understand the reverse mortgages. There's a ton of misconceptions out there. So I want to thank you guys. Check out an extended version that we're going to have on YouTube and podcasts. We're going to dive down into the specifics of what a reverse mortgage is. So check out the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio podcast, as well as YouTube channel. Any questions about a reverse mortgage, just call me. They're part of the whole team. It's 844-775-LOAN. Please don't go away. We'll be right back.
This is the Mortgage Update on AM 560. Once again, here's your host, Dan Frio.
Welcome back to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. I, of course, am Dan Frio. This segment is the credit hack section that we try to do on every show. Today, I'm not going to actually give you a credit hack. I'm going to give you credit advice and where to get the best advice. Okay, so everybody out there you probably have some credit issue of something. Even if you think you have an 800 credit score, there's probably a good chance that that score is, or your credit in general, has some misinformation on it. Okay, so that's the first thing. And the next thing is the data out there on the web is scary. I probably personally get hacked, my credit card, I hate to say it, but at least once every 6 months.
Stop!
How they do it, I don't know, because I really don't use it much other than to get gas here and there and in a couple other places. So I don't really know what happens. So what I did is I created a website. It's called creditscoresandmore.com. So it's plural, creditscoresandmore.com. Why did I create this thing? Well, it wasn't to get rich. It was to educate everybody. It was to educate you and not try to take you down this path. Here's what you got to do. You got to hire me to fix your credit for $500, and then I'm going to do this and do that and do this and do that. No. I want to give you the facts behind everything, and then you make the determination of what you want to do. When somebody calls in, if I can't help them refinance or buy, probably the biggest reason is your credit. And many times people are dumbfounded. They say, well, my Credit Karma had this, or my Discover bill had me at a 700. I pull your credit and it's a 560. Why? I'm going to walk you through what we can do or what you should do. All right. So one, the first thing you got to do is you got to look at your credit. So let's say your car doesn't start, and I call my mechanic, because my car doesn't start. The first thing he's going to do is open the hood. What's wrong? Is there an engine in there? Do you have gas? We got to find out the basics. Your credit scores. You have over 30 different scores. Bet you didn't know that. Well, we need to see all of them, and we need to see all of your accounts. How do you get that? Well, you can pull your credit. There's two different variations of that. There's what's called a soft pull and a hard pull. Well, nobody wants the hard pull because that will affect your scores. If you're interested at all in credit, you know that piece of it. You need to pull your credit. We need a soft pull. So now we can see all of the information that you have to get a benchmark, like the person now finally opening the hood of my car. So now we're going through all of your accounts. Are they accurate? Is there anything on there that's inaccurate? So there's a couple different ways you can do that. If you go to creditscoresandmore.com, there's two different ways to do this, okay? We need to pull your credit. We want it as a soft pull because we don't want it affecting your credit scores. So if you go to creditscoresandmore.com, you can click step two. Right there, you can order your credit report. And we want to order all three reports. There's TransUnion, there's Equifax, and there's Experian. Each one of those has about 12 different scores, okay? So you'll have like a TransUnion mortgage score, a TransUnion auto score, so forth, and the list goes on. Okay, so step two, you can get that data, and it's about $40. So, however, that's all that thing does. It doesn't, it'll do some other perks for you, but that's about all it does. You can review it and you can do some things on there. So why I recently became an agent for financial education services is I wanted to basically have a one-stop shop for you to go to do a ton of things. And so let's go through. I actually wrote this down right before I started this to kind of break it down. This is what I did. I used to have with Fifth Third Bank, I had identity theft. And then with another system, I had a credit monitoring system. Then I subscribed to a system that I can pull my credit once a month. And then I subscribed to this other stuff. So here's let's go down through the things that you should have. And let's see how much that cost you, because I'm going somewhere with this. So let's say, for example, I want to dispute some of my creditors. Well, let's start from the top. I want to pull my credit. Well, I would go to, in my case, I use a company called MyFICO. And you can get that. That is step two on creditscoresandmore.com. And you can get it. It's a phenomenal system. Give you every credit score that you need and want. So if I were to call you and say, you know, what's your TransUnion Series 4 mortgage score? You'd know it. And you probably don't even have a clue what I'm talking about right now unless you pulled your credit and saw all of these scores. So you can go to creditscoresandmore.com and click step two and get your credit report. It'll cost you about $40 or $50, and you get a discount by going through the site. But that's about all it does. So I'm like, okay, why I got to pull that for $50. And then I have identity theft protection with a company that's $29.95. And then I have identity theft or identity monitoring. LifeLock is $29.99 for the credit monitoring. And then there's a system Identity Guard, which is $29.99 for identity theft. Let me digress a little bit. We go back and we pulled our credit. We want to make sure it's a soft hit. Okay. MyFICO.com is a soft hit. But again, it's like $50. I want you to route to, and I'm getting somewhere with this, financial education services. That is my step three. This will do basically everything for you. I just became an agent through this system. All right. It will soft pull all of your credit. So now we have a benchmark. What's your credit look like? On there, I can almost assure you, you're going to have information that is erroneous, wrong, or just bad. Through the system, you can file disputes and or get advice or assistance with it. If you were to go outside of the system, the biggest company out there is Lexington Law. They are, for their premium package, $129.95 a month. So let me just add these up real quick. If you have any disputes or whatever, we use Lexington Law for $129.95. We then use LifeLock for $29.99 for my credit monitoring. I now have Identity Guard for $29.99 a month. Those are basically now with all this stuff, I can have my credit reports and I can have all the bells and whistles to protect myself. Well, that comes up to $189.93 a month. With financial education or services that I just became an agent with, it's $89 a month and you get a ton of stuff. I use it personally. So I even have a video that I recently did where I walk you through my account. So what you get with this, you pull your credit. It's a soft pull. You can pull every month. Now you have a disputing system. So you have a credit repair system through it. It does credit monitoring. It does identity monitoring. It has budgeting tools in there. You have access to a credit attorney in case somebody is just not helping you with your dispute, or you might have a collection or judgment against you and you're like, I paid it. It's not me. Where do you go? Well, you're low hanging fruit. They know you have no representation, the company that you're fighting. So they can basically just tell you whatever. You don't know the law. Well, if you get an attorney involved, they'll help you or they'll work with you, especially the collection or judgment company, because now they know you're no longer low-hanging fruit or an easy sale or an easy hit. Now you have legal representation and now they're liable. I can't tell you the bells and whistles in this system. You have debt payoff tools to help you. You get life insurance. You can go through the system and create a will and a trust. all of that for $89.95. I know this sounds like an infomercial, but it's not. Basically, I'm giving you the tools. Again, starting out the caption is why I can't help people. The number one reason is usually their credit. And a lot of times people just get thrown a curveball. They don't know what they don't know, or they have that one credit score that their Discover card issued them, but we don't even know what score it is. You know, it's one of 30 different credit scores that you have. So my advice today is, go to creditscoresandmore.com and check out step 3, credit monitoring, identity theft, insurance, a credit attorney. It also has credit building tools, how to apply and get secured accounts if you're having a really tough time there. There's a system that Equifax just came out with that's called the Ultra Score. Through the system, you can actually apply for the Ultra Score, which will tag in your checking account to your credit system. So every month you pay things such as your cell phone bill, a cable bill, anything of that. That'll now show up on your credit and help you build credit. Also, if you really have a lack of credit or bad credit, but you rent and you pay it like a shot, not doing you any good because nobody knows. There's a rent reporting tab in the system that you can go into and have your rent reported on your credit report. I use it personally. It's half the prices you would pay for all these items independently. It's a great system, and there's always somebody on call to help assist you. So that's my credit hack or advice of the day. So the show couldn't be put together without my sponsors, and I want a special thanks out to them. Shout out goes to Dottie Dosay. If you're looking for a home inspection, Echo Home Inspections, Inc. is the place to go. Dottie helps our clients when they're looking to buy a home, go over that home with a fine-tooth comb to make sure there's nothing wrong with it, and bring to your attention if there are issues. Gary Hall with RE/MAX Central, he is your staging and selling expert in the Chicagoland area. If you're looking to sell your house, please reach out to Gary. AD Supplies. This is shipping and industrial safety products. If you use companies such as Uline and Grainger and other companies of that sort, and you really don't need that item overnight, this is your discount place to go to, because they have over 2,000 products that can be delivered to you within a week's time and probably save you at least 25%. So they have all products from shipping and industrial safety. Stuart Ramirez with eSignature Realty. If you're looking to buy a house this spring, Stuart is your guy. He services the whole Chicagoland area. Tom Maribali, your independent insurance provider with Blue Cross Blue Shield. Tom is the guy I go to for all my insurance needs. If you want to get the IRS off of your ASS, call Pat Noon with PJN Tax Solutions. Universal Masonry Group, for when you're looking to rehab your house, remodel that basement, fix up that bathroom, or redo your kitchen, please reach out to Universal Masonry Group, Joe Tribuzio. All of these people can be found on my website, thefrioteam.com, so please visit us there. Thanks, guys. God bless. Take care. Have a great day.
You've been listening to The Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. For over 30 years, Dan Frio has mastered the real estate market as one of the country's premier mortgage advisors. Call Dan today at 844-775-LOAN. That's 844-775-5626. Or online at thefrioteam.com.